This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, winning half a loaf against gentrification in New Orleans. People were out in force in the Holy Angels meeting space in my neighborhood of Bywater in New Orleans. I got there 10 minutes after the announced starting time, and it was standing room only. The convener said that they had 100 explanatory packets laid out on tabletops, but they clearly had run out of them by a long margin. What in the world would bring out such a crowd on a spring Monday evening in the neighborhood? You might be able to guess, but I'll give you the answer anyway. Public housing is coming back. A big lot of about 2 acres in a neighborhood near the Mississippi River and only blocks from the Industrial Canal is owned by the Housing Authority of New Orleans, HANO, and has been for quite a while. Public housing has been there for years, but like so much of public housing, the units were caught in the post-Katrina reconstruction of the city, despite the fact that in Bywater, these units, like so many other public housing units, did not flood. HANO had finally gotten its act together to make a proposal joined with a private developer, as has become the fashion. There would be 136 units with a 60-40 split of affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartments, or 82 units that would be affordable compared to 54 units at market rents, which in Bywater have been soaring. A recent study by a local housing research group found that rents have increased throughout the city of New Orleans by 49% since 2000, while incomes have fallen by 8%. Yes, you heard that correctly, fallen by 8%. Bywater did not flood during Katrina since it sits on relatively high ground, being so close to the Mississippi River that the ground has been built up about 8 feet or more thanks to the historic alluvial floodplain. Near downtown in the French Quarter, with predominantly what Orleanians call shotgun houses or others might see as duplexes, the neighborhood has become hot in real estate terms. Rents doubled after Katrina, and housing prices per square foot have been steadily rising. In another hallmark of gentrification, in the decades since Katrina, this previously working-class neighborhood went from being about one-third white to flipping where whites are now two-thirds and African-Americans, Latinos, and others are hanging on to a third. In short, the city and neighborhood desperately need affordable rental units. We needed the entire project to be affordable, in fact. Instead, one of the small neighborhood groups has been hollering that it wanted the split to reverse so that at most only 56 units would be affordable, with the whole size of the project reduced. The former industrial area and project they claim was now going to be too tall at 4 stories, even though the former F. Edward A. Bear Federal Complex towers over that area only blocks away, as do the cruise ships docked nearby. They also argue they wanted more green space, even though that section of the neighborhood is only a few blocks from a relatively new and completely underutilized Crescent Park running along the river, making it obvious that their arguments were specious. The Planning Commission recommended approval, and though the local council person had seemed to be wavering in the face of this small minority of neighbors, at the hearing she seemed to have a stiffer backbone. The meeting was billed by the television's newscasters as neighbors protesting, but in fact the meeting was a full-throated explanation in defense of the project. There's still a council vote to come, but at this point the last gasp hope of the antis for a zoning defense seems nothing more than a mask for their real feelings, even though for the rest of us it's hard to feel happy on the verge of a win when it's such a half loaf compared to what is needed to maintain diversity of class and race against the gentry's rising tide. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.